My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Leafs with the city. Up by the end of the decade. The Haslams looking at land in Brook Park. The mayor says, not so fast. But the mayor of Brook Park, he might have something to say about it. And we welcome him in to meet the press. Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
First off, boy, 18,000 people, you're a mayor of a small Ohio town, and this is a lot to take in, isn't it for you, Mayor?
It's not too much. We're pretty mighty. We're 18,000, but we're mighty.
So when did this all first start for you? The Haslams and the possibilities of them maybe buying that tract of land and then maybe putting a new stadium with all the amenities surrounding it?
It was a little bit over a year ago. I believe you guys reported that they were looking possibly to build a new dome. And I heard the story on the radio and started talking with the developer and said, hey, is this a possibility? And it started there.
Is it something, Mayor, where it's a blanket yes, capacity to be able to house something like that, be damned? Like, if we have a chance to get the Browns in a world-class facility, we're doing it no matter what.
No, it's all about the money. We're a business. We provide services for the residents of Brook Park. You know, that services, equates to organization. We pick up garbage. We pick up people and take them to the hospital. We've got to afford ambulances, garbage trucks, road repair. So it all comes down to revenue.
Do you believe you have the necessary infrastructure, the people, the manpower, the police force, the firefighters, the paramedics that it takes to host football games and other events in a possible new stadium?
Well, first of all, the infrastructure, the road system was built for a capacity of up to 22,000 vehicles to come in and out of Ford Motor Company. As you know, that might have been the plan, but in the end, it ended up being only that we had a max of 16,000 people working there. But all in all, the infrastructure itself, the road system that's there, it's in a nice box with 480 to the north, RTA Rapid Station that's here in Brook Park to the north. To the east, it has Interstate 71. To the south, we have the Turnpike. And to the west, you have Route 237 and the airport. So the physical infrastructure to get people in and out, you couldn't ask for a better location. When it comes to personnel and equipment that we have for the city, those are the things that we're sorting through right now. There's obligations that the team would have on game day for inside the parking lot, the stadium, and that's for safety with ambulance and police. Outside, obviously, we would have increased operational costs. But those are the things that we're working through right now.
You know, we were a little surprised. We're talking to Ed Orcutt, the Brook Park mayor. We were a little surprised when Chris Ronayne and the county executive was making the rounds a few days ago, and he rebuffed, it seems, some of those discussions about the team potentially moving. You know, how much have you been able to work with the county on some of the possibilities here?
Well, we've had discussions with the county. Obviously, they have their obligations and they have their necessary things that they have to do as well. We understand that. So they're juggling a few things when it comes to the new jail, court, and then the stadium conversation coming up. It's a lot to juggle, and we understand that. We work very well with the county. We would like to have a little bit more discussion with them. Obviously, if it's something that they can't afford at where some of the preliminary numbers are at, then I'd like to at least have the opportunity to talk to them to see, you know, what could happen. What could we do?
Well, that was my follow-up, was who's going to be responsible for changing their minds from where they're at right now? Is that you or is it the Cleveland Browns?
I think internally they have to have their own discussions. You know, obviously they have their legislative body. So they have to internally talk about what's important to them. And we understand that. We respect it. And we have a great relationship, myself, personally, with County Exec Ronayne. So that's going to happen internally to them. For us, you know, when I ended up becoming the mayor here in 2022, I inherited a program that had 9 warehouses going on 208 acres over there. And that was going to be about build out over 10 years. And it came with a certain revenue price tag. This opportunity right here could double, triple that revenue stream. And it seems like it's a really good opportunity for the city of Brook Park. But more importantly, it seems like it's a really special project for the region.
Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Have you spoken to the city of Cleveland about any of these details or anything, or has it just been with the Browns?
I've just had conversations with the Browns.
I want to play a bit of audio for you here. This is Blaine Griffin from yesterday. He was on our show. He's a Cleveland City Council president. You know that. Maybe our listeners don't. And he mentioned a very interesting possibility for him. I want to ask if it's a possibility for you. Go ahead and play this for the mayor.
Mayor of Brook Park and others wanted to get in the room and lock ourselves in the room and say, let's figure it out. And maybe if Brook Park is something that we talk about, you know, and I'm just throwing this out there, land swaps or other things, then I'd be willing to have conversations. But I just think it's going to be too cumbersome to do that. And the lakefront is the best ideal place to do this. I know I might have started a controversy, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know the mayor of Brook Park, but he seems like a very reasonable person that, you know, we wouldn't want to overwhelm and inundate them. Listen, it's $90,000 just to cover the police on the game day alone. I don't know how many police Brook Park has, but we struggle to send police down there to start to cover game day now with the shortages that we have. I'm a guy that never turns my back on a good deal. So it would have to be something that's special, have to be something that benefits Cleveland, and have to be something that everybody is working towards. But right now, I don't see that effort. So therefore, I'm pushing the lakefront.
Now, in full disclosure, Mr. Mayor, he knows that he is not the one who's negotiating with the Browns. It would be the mayor and his team of the city of Cleveland, just like it would be you and your team with the city of Brook Park. Would a possibility of a quote-unquote land swap be something that you would consider?
That's the first I'm ever hearing of that. That's never been an opportunity for any of this. And I'd have to look at any details. I am a reasonable person that would look at any type of deal. But, you know, initially I would just say no. That's not something that we're looking to do right now. The project that we're looking at is pretty simple. It's to put a stadium right next to a highway system in Brook Park that is very, very easy to get to, and we're type of town that, yes, we're open-minded, we'll sit down with people, but at the same token, you know, economic development has to happen. We have to continue to move. This is land that has sat vacant for, you know, since 2012. We haven't had any, you know, progress with it. So 12 years later, we still don't have anything there. If we happen to have this deal go through, if the money is right, of course, then we still have a few more years to build out and kick off in 2029. You know, that's over 15 years of vacant land. So we're looking to utilize this land to produce revenue for us. And to initially, just to think about a land swap, I don't think that would be something that we would be interested in, but we would certainly sit down and listen.
The assertion from the councilman, I think, was that there's no chance you guys on your own would be able to handle a football Sunday. Would you be able to debunk that, or do you think this project would essentially pay for that?
Well,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I do have some experience, you know, before I became the mayor. I did 6 years in the military as a Navy CB, did 2 tours in Iraq. We built the front lines. So I do have some experience with setting up operations with certain things.
All right, Ed Orchid, the Brook Park mayor. So your people in your town, what have they said? What has been the response that you've been getting since, you know, the news broke about a year ago on this?
I think the response has been positive from the folks that just are big fans and want this. Of course, they're excited. To the residents that are, you know, looking at it the same way that I'm looking at it, you know, how is this going to impact the community? And I've proceeded with caution on this project publicly. I've stated that, you know, this has to work for the folks that live here. We got to make sure that we protect our neighborhoods. So I think all in all, I think that the residents are excited about the project. You know, majority of them would like to have this here. And the ones that are apprehensive, I think they like my approach on it, the fact that we have to make sure that this is right for the community. Roads would have to be shut down on certain days, depending on how many people would be at this dome, whether it's a concert or a football game. So all in all, I think the residents are happy with the approach that we've taken thus far.
Have you heard at all from the state yet on what they could potentially provide?
Yes, there's been discussions. Again, you know, I think you've heard me publicly state that, you know, I'm very careful with what I mention as we do business behind closed doors. I'm not going to share all that information at this point. Have I talked to the governor about this? Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of some of the negatives. What are some of the things that your residents in your city have brought up with you about the possibility of a stadium in Brook Park, and what were their concerns that they shared with you? Some of the folks that might be worried.
I think it's the same concerns that I brought up. It's traffic control. Mm-hmm. It's being able to manage 60,000 plus in the city in one day.
Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mr. Mayor, we thank you very much for your time. All the best, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Ed Orcutt on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah.
Do you think there is there like a novelty store that if you're a mayor and there could be a groundbreaking that you have to go and get the huge scissors that you could be cutting for the
is
photo
that
op?
Is that the first thing you thought of?
I've always wondered where they get
why
the big scissors.
Why didn't you ask that to him when he was on the phone with us?
It's got to be. It has got to be amazing. I mean, thinking of the Cleveland Browns, he's a diehard Browns fan. Obviously, the thought that they could have such a venue and have it in his backyard. I mean, it is amazing. Obviously, the land swap thing, he wasn't ready to fight about it or anything like that. But
he bristled at the notion.
I think he was amused.
Well, think about this. He just took over in 2022, right? And he's talking about his constituents. He's 2 years into this. And here you go. He said, what, about a year ago this was brought up or so? So you got a year into your time as mayor, and then this comes to you, and you're thinking, holy crap, I got this. He's not thinking holy crap, but here I am. This is how I talk. You got this big tract of land that used to be the Ford plant. And it just sits there in between, and it's just this no man's land.
Since 2012.
Since 2012. So it's been, you took over, it's been 10 years. It's now 11 years by the time they first come to you. You have this big tract of land where there used to be jobs, there used to be some vibrancy, there used to be some sense of hope, and now it's just not there anymore. Okay?
And businesses willing to fill it don't fall out of the sky.
And businesses willing to fill it don't just come around all the time, or the previous mayor would have filled it, right? So now you have this chance. You're going, the things that you run to be the mayor to try to do good things for a city. That's what you're supposed to do, right? And I don't know the guy, so I'm going to assume that's what he did. This is a good thing for your city. The city of Cleveland can be upset, and probably rightfully so. And Chris Ronayne can be upset. I don't know if that's rightfully so, because Brook Park, last time I checked, is still in Cuyahoga County. But again, I got to understand all that. But here you got this chance to put the Cleveland Browns into that area that used to be a Ford plant, make it look great, make it vibrant again. This is your legacy. Your name goes on buildings there. Well, your name will be on plaques on the side of the stadium until kingdom come if you're him. I mean, this is fish in a barrel.
And imagine,
Kenny Carman and Anthony Lima would both want this.
Yeah.
Let's be serious.
And while, it's going to frustrate some locals on game day that might not be Browns fans, property values could very well go up.
You'd think.
Your capacity to, furnish the people in the town with better resources, this is going to pay for stuff like that. Just does, income tax and, what the schools could end up making out of this if they play their cards right. Like, I can understand why he would be very excited. But he's also pretty guarded. Like, he did not make it seem like it was a foregone conclusion or anything like that.
So I asked around, and again, Blaine Griffin brings up $90,000 a Sunday for a Browns game. I mean, that's just a Browns game, for crying out loud. I mean, let's talk about if
that's the cost.
If Taylor Swift comes to town someday in a new stadium, that's going to be through the roof. But you're looking at the police. I think it takes between 40 and 50 police just around the stadium, barricades, all that stuff on game day. I know at the stadium it takes at least a dozen firefighters. That's been said to me. The paramedics haven't even been accounted for. That's a lot. I mean, do you have, again, no offense to the fine folks at Brook Park, it's right there. There's 18,000 people there. Do they have 60 officers? So would you be able to cover the regular town and Browns game day with that?
I think there would be an expansion of a lot of those services.
But if you're paying the Cleveland police to work in your services, and then, I mean, what is Cleveland going to play hardball with that? I mean, these are things with police unions and things like that I just don't know about.
But revenues,
I have to ask these questions.
If your revenue's coming in from a new stadium in town, now you have the money to hire more people.
You would believe so. But again, what are you getting back in terms of having it at your land? I mean, you have to be careful so you can cover all this so it doesn't become something that you end up sinking into instead of benefiting from.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.